Say you're asking the students to produce the report on a science investigation they've undertaken. Or maybe music got them to research the music of a different culture or country. Or in language, they're doing some work on a particular theme and you want to report back on what they found out. And then perhaps add the information that they found in the language. Well, that's done as a written exercise, sometimes in their exercise books, sometimes on paper, sometimes you get them to type it up and hand it in, as a document. And occasionally it's done as a presentation. Well, they may use one of the desktop versions of PowerPoint in order to produce that presentation. But how about the presentation actually forming the report itself and using an online tool to do that? Well, SlideRocket offers some extra functionality that might be useful to that end. So let's look at features that SlideRocket's got. First of all, you need to create an account. And having done that, you can import presentations that you may have already created in PowerPoint or in Google. The interface is very similar to what you might be familiar with in those two packages. New slides, editing the information that's on the slide, changing the look and feel, all of that very similar. Where you get additionality with SlideRocket is it's working on the web, so you've got instant access to some of the media that's already on there. So if you wanted a picture, yes, you can upload it from your PC, or you can use the Search Flickr tool that's provided with SlideRocket. Similarly, you can include video content much more than you can do in PowerPoint. And there's a search for YouTube videos too, or you can just use the URL of the YouTube video. And SlideRocket will bring it in and worry about playing for you and sort all that out. You've also got inserts and tables. Just pop a graph on, bar chart, pie chart, whatever it is you want, and then and you can update the data in a table and instantly the graph. You also get some plugins. So you could include Twitter feed. The students may have found a Twitter account that provides information on the topic they're on, and that can be included too. So all of that's particularly helpful. In addition, there's the facility to add audio, and that can be uploaded or recorded directly onto the slides themselves. So this can be a report. Students are providing the information, the supplement information to the imagery and the media that they've produced, but in an audio format rather than in written format. And for some, that might particularly be useful or powerful for them to be able to do. In addition, of course, because it's online, it's easy to distribute that, or you can invite collaboration. So if you've got the student working in a group, it's easy for them to work together on the presentation. Similarly, when you want to distribute it and give the students an authentic audience, that's really easily done just by using a URL to that particular presentation. And it can be private and only distribute certain people. Or you can use an embed code and have it click.